You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sportsnap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Mobile, we'll get the latest on what's going on there. Who's shining? As players now are starting that process of getting ready for the National Football League. Still a ways to go, but here's the process. Senior Bowl coming up this weekend. Emory Hunt joins us to talk about that. He's down in Mobile. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. I appreciate you bringing me on.
Of course. Emory, real quick, before we get into some individual players, let's give people an idea of the Senior Bowl. People have probably heard it. They probably know kind of what it's about. But in a process that includes the combine, interviews, watching film, how important is the Senior Bowl for players in terms of getting on the radar of NFL teams?
Well, it's very important because it's a job interview. It's a 3 to 4 day job interview. The game, particularly, not so much important than the week of practices. And that's why you see guys go extra hard during the practices. That's why a lot of people attend the practices, and the scouts tend to dip out, you know, after the third practice, which was yesterday, and they'll just watch the game on TV. But, you know, it's an important week. It's a one part of the evaluation process, and if you're lucky to get in, you are going to get a head start on that whole process in and of itself. And so if you're a small school guy as well, then definitely you want to make the most of this week because it's the first time that a lot of these scouts get familiar with your game and whether or not, you know, those questions about level of competition really have merit. So it's a very important week for everyone that's involved.
Yeah, and you're right. This is an invite situation, and if you get in, is it the elite of the elite? How does one qualify to get an invite to the Senior Bowl, besides being a senior?
Well, a lot of it comes from the scouting staff at the Senior Bowl themselves. Jim Nagy does a great job in picking, you know, these players for this opportunity, and they get some suggestions from scouts. Like, scouts sometimes will, all the time actually, will hit up Jim Nagy and say, hey, we want to see so-and-so in this game. Because we have some questions about it, or maybe we want to see how he measures up because we hadn't really seen him tested. Let's say, for instance, if you're a small school prospect from a Division II school that's on the NFL radar, it would be advantageous to you to get that guy in this All-Star game to see him against top-tier competition, which you probably hadn't seen all throughout his college tape. So sometimes it's strategic when you get guys in. Other times it's, you know, hey, we want to see, you know, how this guy moves or how tall or how big he really is. In the case of someone like Kenny Pickett, you really want to get an early look at the hand size. You know, that's been a whole discussion all week. So there are some things that are involved to how guys get picked. But the overarching theme is that you're getting guys that have done outstanding jobs throughout their collegiate career, and this is a reward for them in doing so. It's become more of a draft event than an All-Star game, I think, in my opinion, over the last decade. But still, nonetheless, it rewards guys for having very productive careers.
Emory, we'll get to some individual players and how they're doing this week or the way you've been seeing them. Is there a buzz around one particular person or maybe two particular people, that players that are at the Senior Bowl that people desperately wanted to see or really wanted to see? Is there a leader in the clubhouse, if you will, in terms of the attention?
The attention for Malik Willis was tremendous, and I think that's someone everybody wants to see. Coming off of a junior year where he had tremendous production, and then this past year where the team just wasn't as good as they were last year, and the production was a little bit inconsistent. So people wanted to see if it was the talent of him or was it the people around him. And he has done a fantastic job this week. He showed 2 days ago that he can play in any kind of weather. It was a driving rainstorm all throughout practice. He had no issues handling the football, throwing the football. He actually had his best day in the rain. And
wow.
And so I think he answered a lot of questions. And on defense, you look at Jermaine Johnson. People were intrigued by his breakout this year at Florida State, and they wanted to see if it was, you know, flash in the pan or if it was something that's sustainable. And, man, it's been sustainable all throughout the week. He has been one of the stars in Mobile.
How is Kenny Pickett doing? I know a lot of people are paying attention to him. And also, just to double up on this question, how about Sam Howell from North Carolina?
Well, you know, Pickett, it's unfortunate because it's been about the hand size, and he had one of his worst days in a driving rainstorm, so that just kind of add more gas to the flame. people concerned about his hand size. But he, you know, he was able to respond back and have a solid day yesterday in dry conditions. So he's been a bit up and down. So as Sam Howell, you know, in terms of how the weather affected him and his play, where he's putting the football, he had some really good throws. You know, he's working more under center, doing some play action stuff. I think that's where an area where he can have success too. So it's been a bit up and down, to be honest, for a lot of the quarterbacks. That's why the effusive praise that you hear coming from Mobile regarding Malik Willis has been what it was.
Couple of the defensive players that you had talked earlier about, the gentleman from Florida State. What about a couple of the Georgia Bulldogs that may be there, or some other standout defensive players to pay attention to?
Well, you look at some of the guys that came up from, you know, the NFLPA game. That's been another common theme this week. You have a lot of call-ups from the NFLPA, and two guys in particular, Eric Johnson, a defensive tackle out of Missouri State, was dominant at the NFLPA game. He's been dominant there at the Senior Bowl. You look at Gregory Jr., the cornerback from Wichita Baptist, dominant at the NFLPA game. He's been outstanding here at the Senior Bowl. Sam Williams, when I was at the NFLPA game, he just looked like he was playing 2 to 3 speeds ahead of everybody. It was like, yo, why is he here? You know, and obviously he had the off-the-field concerns, but his dominant play at the NFLPA got him the call up to the Senior Bowl, and he has been as good as advertised.
How is this different from the Shrine Bowl? How are the two? I mean, they're both vying for the same kind of thing, getting exposure. How are they different?
You know, it used to be a tiered approach, like guys that were, you know, let's say second, third round guys usually are at the Senior Bowl. Day three guys are usually at the Shrine, and, you know, some day three / preferred free agent guys are at the NFLPA. But, you know, with the way this schedule was structured this year, with the Shrine overlapping the Senior Bowl, they were competing for similar guys. So, and I thought this was my first year going out to the NFLPA, which is in Pasadena, and I was impressed with the roster. They had a lot of talent on that roster. So I think all three All-Star games have guys that we'll end up seeing on day two, day three. And, you know, the Senior Bowl will have a first-round guy or two, a couple of guys more because of where they are, or, you know, where they're positioned and how they usually get, you know, the upper echelon of player. But because of the depth of college football this year with the extra COVID season, I expect to see some day two guys coming out the NFLPA Bowl because of how well all those scouting staffs for these respective bowl games selected players.
If you're a player, can you, from just Senior Bowl and a couple of other things that will happen, obviously the combine and things like that, can you go from a projected third-round guy and then have a good Senior Bowl and be in the second or first round? Can you make that kind of leap through this kind of events, practices, and game?
Absolutely, because a lot of times, you know, it's you're in front of all 32 teams, a bunch of scouts. I would say over 600-something scouts. So you're flashing against, and granted, a lot of times you want to take what you're watching under the right context. You're watching all-star events, and, you know, you're watching guys participate essentially in one-on-one drills that may be slanted toward either side in terms of, like, if you're a wide receiver, one-on-one drills are heavily favoring you because the defense doesn't have help. You know, they don't have coverage. And so the quarterback also has all day to throw. But if you flash there and it matches with your tape, you just probably elevated your stock. With defensive line, O-line one-on-one, that's heavily favoring the D-line because the O-line doesn't have protection. It's one-on-one. There's no quarterback back there. So if a D-lineman is quick off the ball, has a little bit of moves, he can flash and wow. And so you have those things. And if you're doing it in that environment against the top-tier competition, it definitely – you know, sort of, it shouldn't, because you should rely on your game tape, but it's, as human nature, it's hard to ignore what you're watching out there live in these drills all throughout the week.
Emory, always good talking to you, my friend. I know these are important events because we all like the draft, and I think a lot of us fans like to sort of do their own sort of mock general manager role, especially with their teams. And I think these events lay into that perfectly. I really appreciate your time and helping us understand what's going on in Mobile this week.
Anytime. Appreciate you having me on, man.
Absolutely. Emory Hunt. Again, Pro Football Game Plan is his website. Really good stuff. Really insight. If you like that sort of in-depth analysis on the games, the league, the players, Emory Hunt is one of the best at it in the country at the Senior Bowl in Mobile. And listen, there are a lot of players there that'll get noticed. They'll get a good day one, a good day two, maybe not a great day three, and you're going to start hearing about them more and more. Calvin Austin is one. He's a player that locally here where I live in Nashville. He played at Memphis, as for example. He's a wide receiver that, while there's going to be all sorts of different players that you pay attention to, everyone likes to focus on some of the local guys that are at the Senior Bowl. He's one that's like really doing well, and he's got some really good speed, and people have been wondering like how will he stack up, and he's done an outstanding job at the Senior Bowl. You don't know how much it means until you actually get to draft day, but again, this is one of the parts of the process that allows players to sort of grow and learn and really showcase their skills to the NFL before we get to April's draft. All right, again, coming up next hour, Mark Long is going to join us from the Associated Press on the latest on Doug Peterson being hired by Jacksonville, and to get a little insight on what exactly happened with Byron Leftwich and why Leftwich did not get the job. Well, we'll be talking to him in hour number two as we continue. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.